When it comes to cleaning your house, who doesn't wish un galán with a trust fund swept in and passed the mop to your evil stepmom like in the telenovelas? Hola, it's Chiquis here, and although life isn't always like in the soap operas, Fabuloso does bring a clean that's always over the top. Get your home dramatically clean anytime you like without any evil mama drama. Just long-lasting lavender freshness. That's Fabuloso, taking the drama out of any mess.
Fabuloso's 2x concentrated formula provides 2x more active ingredients versus non-concentrated Fabuloso Original. Use as directed.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warning. Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. Before we get started, you may notice something a little weird that we're dropping a Short on Time on a Monday. Olivia and I both had weddings this weekend, so it's been a very busy couple of days and stuff like that. And instead of not putting out an episode, we figured we would just flip the episodes around. So we're going to be dropping the Short on Time on Monday and then a full episode on Thursday. So stay tuned for that. And again, thank you for hanging in there with us. But as always, Olivia, it's wonderful to see you. How are you? How has your week been?
My week's been good. It's been a busy weekend, like you said. I was in the wedding that I was a part of this weekend. So just a lot to do on Friday and Saturday. And nothing too exciting happening down here in New Orleans. What about you?
Well, we went to a wedding as well. Yours looked a lot of fun. You know, I saw your Snapchat where you guys were doing the whole, you know, marching through the street and stuff like that. So it was cool. Yeah, we don't do that here. So it was cool to see. Week's been good. We drove to Huntsville for the wedding, which is kind of cool. I've never been there before. It's a lovely city. I was really surprised that it's just like not very busy. It's, you know, beautiful, but it's like I went out about 8:30 this morning and was standing outside of the hotel and was like, there's nobody out here. And being from Nashville, it's like there's, you know, people out all the time. So it was, it was a little interesting, but it was really fun. You know, some friends of ours got married. It was a really small reception. It's the only wedding I've ever been to where they played Taking Back Sunday. So that was it's pretty cool.
A little, for you.
Yeah, a little pop punk, a little pop punk wedding. So it was a lot of fun. I do want to apologize in advance. I am like very stuffy for some reason. I don't know if it's the weather changing or what, but if you're listening to this and I sound, stuffed up and terrible, I'm sorry. You're just going to have to deal with it, but we're going to make the absolute most out of it. So I did the Short on Time. Olivia, I know you're busy with homework. And like I said, it's just been a very busy weekend. So I did the Short on Time for this week's case. I never heard about it. I'm excited to go over it with you. What do you say? Should we just quit the gabby-gabby, get in the stabby-stabby, break down this week's Short on Time episode?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. For this week's Short on Time, we're heading to Pagosa Springs, Colorado. On July 2nd, 2024, 911 dispatch received a disturbing call. When it was answered, there was no one on the other line speaking, only heavy breathing. Authorities traced the call, and officers were dispatched to the home that the call had come from. It belonged to 38-year-old Crystal Snow. Snow was born on October 7, 1985, to her parents, John and Janelle. She grew up in Pagosa Springs with a large and caring family. She loved the outdoors, and as a child, Crystal learned all the local fishing spots with her father. And she had hoped to one day build those same type of memories with her own two sons. But when police arrived at her home on that July evening, they would make a tragic discovery. Crystal Snow had been fatally shot to death. During their investigation of the scene, detectives were able to determine that a shot had been fired through the front window of the home and another shot had come through the back door. Crystal was found in the bathroom of the home with her phone nearby. Investigators immediately began working the homicide, and it wasn't long before they began to look into their victim's personal life. It was then that they learned that Crystal had filed not one, but two restraining orders in October of 2023. The first was against her ex, 43-year-old Charles Martinez. According to reports, Martinez had threatened to kill Crystal when she tried to end their relationship. And because of this, she was granted a permanent restraining order against the man. The second restraining order was against her own son, 17-year-old Heaven Martinez. In the request, Crystal claimed that Heaven had been physically abusing her. But it was what detectives would find next that was truly damning. Police were able to locate messages sent to Crystal from Martinez in a parental location app. In the messages, Martinez requested that Crystal try not to get full custody of the couple's youngest son. Heaven had also called, trying to convince his mother to not take custody of his younger sibling. Police now believe that Martinez and Heaven may have killed Crystal, but they needed more evidence. And it was then that detectives located the pair on local surveillance footage. Now, in the video, the father and son could be seen driving from the town of Cortez towards Pagosa Springs. They were in a white truck, and the license plate had been removed as to not be picked up by license plate readers. Investigators also believe that the pair had left their cell phones at home or turned them off as to not ping any towers in the area. Now, in an affidavit, a victim's advocate told investigators that Crystal feared that Charles Martinez would come in the middle of the night to kill her, calling the restraining order nothing but a piece of paper. Investigators now had their two prime suspects, but unfortunately, they weren't able to interview them. You see, on the day that Crystal Snow was murdered, both Charles and Heaven Martinez contacted attorneys and refused to meet with agents from the Colorado Bureau of Investigations. But on October 28, 2024, Charles and Heaven were both arrested and charged with the murder of Crystal Snow. Charles is being held on a $2.5 million bond, and Heaven was already in custody for other charges, but it has been determined that he will be charged as an adult for the murder of his mother. So that's this week's case, Olivia. What are you thinking? Where's your head at?
Okay, this case is just a little terrifying. The husband and the son killed the mother and the wife. I just don't understand it. And it's all because she wants to get custody of a younger sibling. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, they had two children together. And obviously Heaven is, more a fan of his father based on, everything we went through. But there's a younger sibling that Crystal was, attempting to get full custody of. And it sounds like, her ex Charles was not on board with that. And I don't know, my parents got divorced. I know your parents have mm-hmm. divorced, but I remember, with my parents specifically, it's never easy at first, and especially when it's a contemptuous divorce, so I remember there's a lot of trash talking about parents back and forth. When I was 15, 16 and, it's all normal now, everything is love and people get along and stuff like that. But
right. It takes time.
Yeah. And people are angry about stuff and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if it's just a case of the dad being in Heaven's ear and being your mom, blah, 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 and be better if, or if he's just, straight up a bad apple like his dad. It's
right.
I'm going to be interested to find out more, but I'm with you though. It's really scary to think that, we've done so many of these cases where it's like, you know, a father or like a child has hurt a parent or something like that. But I think this might be the first one that we've done where it's like a
duo,
like a team up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what? I'm like, did the dad just be like, hey, kid, let's go kill your mom. You know, I think it sounds more right of what you're saying is like, is he more in heaven's ear being like, your mom this, your mom that. And then you just, he's a teenager with hormones and feelings of resentment and things like that that just escalated. But yeah, definitely creepy. And I will say my family goes snow skiing in Pagosa Springs every year.
Oh,
and they
no
go
way.
There in the summertime. That is like their little hangout.
I love that you always say
even more scary.
Yeah. I love that you always say snow skiing because I don't know any other kind of, I mean, I guess water skiing, but like usually when someone's like, I'm going skiing, I'm like, yeah, snow skiing. But no, anytime you've ever talked about it, you're like we're going, yeah, we have water skiing in Michigan too, like water skiing, wakeboarding, but I don't know, maybe it's just, you know, up there, we are always just like, yeah, you're going skiing. But I like to say, we go snow skiing there. I'm like, what other guy? It just clicked that water skiing could be the other kind of skiing.
I mean, there might be a lake there in the summer you can water ski on.
That's true. Yeah. No, it is weird. It's like, I don't know if it is just someone being painted the enemy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, your mom is tearing our family apart. And
yeah, this
will
is
say,
all on her.
Yeah. And it also seems like, you know, heaven has probably got some other outside issue. Again, this is just speculation, but he was, you know, when the charges were filed, he was already in custody for something else. So if that is the case, you know, I'd again, definitely no excuse. You need to serve the time for the things that you've done. But I, you know, it's 17. I do hope that's enough time to like get some help, get your life back on track, you know, kind of make sure. Yeah.
And I think that with her filing the restraining orders and knowing that he was, you know, harming her or had the potential to harm her, he's also been a kid that's probably watched his dad beat on his mom. And, you know, hopefully he can be rehabilitated to see, like, that's not the appropriate behavior and that's not how you treat someone, male, female, anything, you know. So hopefully he can get rehabilitated through this whole process.
Yeah. And I mean, and Kara, you know, in earlier in her career worked at the domestic violence program here in Tennessee. And uh-huh. that, you know, that bit in the story where, you know, that restraining order or order of protection or whatever is just a piece of paper, uh-huh. you know, it's terrifying to think you're doing everything that you can to try to protect yourself. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, this person, you know, is whether or not they, yeah, do they respect that piece of paper enough? You know, uh-huh. and there's some people out there that just don't. They're angry and they're violent and, you know, it's sad. So I don't know. In everything that I was doing in the research, it sounds like, you know, her youngest son definitely has a loving and caring family that is going to be there to like lift him up and take care of him. But, you know, it's really a whole family kind of shattered all at once. And it's, you know, it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were going to put this on the deadbolt test, what would you put it at?
I'm going to put it at a 7. It's scary. Her child killed her with her ex-husband.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, you know, that's one. Normally I look through these stories, especially involving like the kids and the teenagers. And I'm like, oh man, you know, could Millie, I feel confident enough to say, I don't think Kara and Millie will ever try to gang up on me to, and my life, at least, you know, at least as of today. I don't know. I might mess up royally.
There's going to be a time where Millie's a teenager.
Yeah.
And your dad.
Yeah. Hopefully she'll never want to kill dad, though. Yes.
No.
You know what I mean? I just helped her set up a Barbie house today. Hopefully she's never like, you know, he's got to die.
Let's hope not.
But yeah, I'm with you. I would put this... I would probably come in I was thinking more of like a 6 just because it feels like, at least for me, right, this behavior is learned, you know, yeah. Like you said, seeing dad beat up on mom and be rough with mom and, you know, you have the ability, I think everyone who's listening is like, you have the ability to set the right example and, you know, teach your kids how a healthy relationship should look and what like a loving relationship should look like. And, you know, hopefully everybody who's listening, that's the model that we follow. Right. But it is scary still to think that, you know, you could be married to someone and literally like birth someone and they could be like, yeah, no, you're not for us.
You're not for me.
Yeah. 100%. Well, that is where we fall on the deadbolt test for this week's Short on Time episode. But as always, we want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of Crystal Snow fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to get to know you, spend a little bit of time with you. And as always, if you like what we do here at Check the Locks, you want to help financially support us, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. We got a lot of exclusive benefits, stickers, coffee mugs, plus you get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those commercials, Patreon is the way to go. So again, you like what we do, you want to help us keep the lights on, throw us a couple cents here or there, Patreon is the way to go. Again, that's patreon.com/checkthelocks. Get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Sharing what we do with your friends and family means just as much, if not more. Speaking of which, special shout out to our friend Jay and the Facebook group. He actually shared, you know, just made a Facebook post the other day that he tagged me in and was like, hey, check out this awesome true crime podcast. And it was very kind of him to do that. And again, that is how new listeners are going to find the show, right? Posting those links, telling people to check it out. So Jay, we really appreciate you. And again, if you are doing that, you're sending out the links, you're telling people to listen, just know that we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. Again, it's all about that grassroots growth, and it happens because of you. So we appreciate you so very much. That is all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you next week.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.